Hello and welcome to the Tuesday, April 23rd, 2013 edition of the Sands and its Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm today recording from Amsterdam, Netherlands. Well, let's start with diaries today and with that talk about yet another distributed denial of service against a bank. In this case, however, it wasn't UDP 53 or reflective DNS attacks that were used to attack the victim. Instead, the attacker found a relatively old and, I would say, arcane service, Jargon, that was used. Jargon typically listens on port 19 via TCP or UDP, and in particular, if you send a UDP request to the port that can be a fairly short request, it will respond with up to 512 bytes of random data. The real question here is, why is this service enabled on hosts? And there is sort of a simple answer here. The problem is that on Windows, for example, these services are referred to as simple TCP IP services. So what Rob was here commenting on, and I've seen this myself, where a user tries to debug a network connection in Windows and then finds, hey, simple TCP IP services, this looks like something I probably should enable. Same on Cisco, even though I haven't really seen that happen on Cisco routers, where these services are called the UDP small services or TCP small services. So really they're enabled frequently by mistake, even though I don't think there's any system right now that would enable them by default. I'm not aware of any real use of these services, so it's probably safe to say that you just want to block a port 19 TCP or UDP. And of course, you may want to double check that you're doing proper ingress and egress filtering to avoid that your own users are spoofing traffic. And then we have more bad news for Android users. In this case, mobile security company Lookout identified 32 apps in the Google Play Store that carried the bad news malware. Now, this isn't so far significant as Google is employing its Bouncer app to screen applications before they are being offered in the Google Play Store. And Google Play is often offered as an alternative to some of the third-party Google application stores that do not have any kind of malware protection. As a result, of course, these applications are also quite successful. They were apparently downloaded 2 to 9 million times. According to Lookout, the reason bad news may have escaped Bouncer is that bad news really is an advertising network. It's just a very aggressive and malicious one. For example, it was pushing Alpha SMS. Alpha SMS is SMS fraud malware that's trying to infect your device and then cause it to send premium rate SMS messages. And Japan is trying to block access from Tor to Japanese networks, and it is now asking Japanese ISPs for help. This could be accomplished, for example, by using the list of Tor exit nodes, which is obtainable, and then block access from this list. However, this is a somewhat dynamic list, so it would have to be updated rather frequently. Technically, certainly somewhat possible, even though probably not perfect. The real question is why. There have been a couple of high-profile hacking cases that involved Tor in Japan, which probably prompted this particular action. But then again, Tor has a real sort of split-use history. It is also used by a lot of dissidents and such to communicate anonymously. So it certainly has good as well as bad uses. And in case you haven't updated Chrome or Java recently, it's time to do so. Details have been published about the pwn2own winners, the exploits that were used to compromise Java and Chrome during this contest. Now, these issues have been patched, but if you don't have the latest version, you may still be vulnerable. And with this additional detail, it's certainly possible that someone will come out with a public and working exploit shortly. Same with many of the TrueType vulnerabilities that Microsoft has reported on recent patch Tuesdays. There's a new paper out now about fuzzing TrueType fonts and how to find vulnerabilities. So that's yet another area that has not seen a lot of exploitation until recently, but may see more with these additional details and tools available. Well, that's it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.